Now to the conflict that has erupted between New South Wales and Queensland over the transportation of hundreds of thousands of tonnes of waste across the border into the Sunshine State. The Queensland Environment Minister is calling for the federal government to intervene to address the illegal dumping of rubbish. Louisa Rebgetz reports from Brisbane.
In Ipswich, west of Brisbane, trucks arrive from across the New South Wales border to dump huge amounts of waste. Last night, Four Corners revealed 750,000 tonnes of interstate rubbish was allegedly dumped in Queensland last year, some of it going into abandoned mine sites situated right next to housing estates. Ipswich resident Kerry Casson says it is so bad it's produced an odour of nasty chemicals.
The smell has been getting worse year by year. Summertime seems to be the worst area. I walk around the neighbourhood. I actually got to turn around and come back. I actually come back home because of the smell.
Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says she's shocked by the revelations.
I clearly do not want to see Queensland being the dumping ground of New South Wales waste. They can dump their own waste in their own backyard.
Former Premier Campbell Newman abolished a landfill levy, making it much cheaper to dump rubbish in Queensland. The Palaszczuk government would breach a commitment of no new taxes if it was to reintroduce a levy, so it won't be brought back in, much to the frustration of acting Ipswich Mayor Paul Tully.
Well, I'm calling on the state to review that. It is extraordinary that New South Wales has a huge waste levy, and the operators are saving millions of dollars a year by avoiding that levy.
The CEO of the Australian Council of Recycling is Grant Musgrove.
A whole industry has sprung up around this price differential. There's simply hundreds of millions of dollars to be made by transporting this waste and dumping it in Queensland.
In 2014, New South Wales introduced a law designed to stop the interstate waste trade known as the proximity principle. It restricts the transport of waste within 150 kilometres. Ms Palaszczuk is seeking urgent action to ensure that's enforced.
Definitely we were not aware of the extent until it was highlighted on the Four Corners program last night. Now I'm going to make it a priority today to speak to the New South Wales Premier to ensure that she enforces the New South Wales proximity laws.
New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian.
I would say to Queensland, focus on being a good government doing what you need to do, so long as people act within the law. I mean, obviously, keeping the law is the key priority for all people who operate within New South Wales and within Queensland. But any issue beyond that is a matter for the Queensland Premier.
Queensland's Environment Minister Stephen Miles is calling for the federal government to intervene.
I really think the solution here isn't for each state to be making their own taxes and laws, but what we need is a national solution, because regardless of what Queensland does, there'll always be differentials between different states, and that will create market opportunities that people will exploit.
Grant Musgrove agrees.
It's time for, you know, Federal Minister Freudenberg and Minister Upton from New South Wales and Minister Miles here to get together and with their colleagues from other jurisdictions and put a national plan in place and coordinate policy. The public deserves better.
In a statement, Federal Environment Minister Josh Frydenberg says to call on the Commonwealth to intervene is just a smokescreen to deflect from issues the states and territories know they are supposed to manage. He says states always have the opportunity to present any ideas they have to the next National Environment Ministers meeting in December.
Louisa Rebgetz reporting from Brisbane.